It's time for the emergency break of the week.
If you have a romantic story to tell Ben Bridge, or to tell,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
He lost sight of his eyes when he was, or in his eyes. I guess lost.
What does that mean? You okay?
He lost his vision.
By a wheels-off comment.
It says room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
A wheels-off comment.
Yeah, Romo.
Or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
The Ticket.
Wow. These fine sponsors, Jer. Is it just breaks? Who do we got here?
Your mom.
All right. Oh, well, no. It's your mom. All right, it's 7:57 here on the ticket. You got the Shake Joint filling in for the Muser. So, of course, we're going to do that e-break in 15 minutes. We got a guest that we would not have gotten had we not been filling in for the Musers.
That is true.
Donnie Nelson. And we can ask him about the 7'2", 290-pound Indian center who's now going to be in Frisco.
What are we doing?
And then we'll have Mike Ducey's bid at 8:40. But, yeah, we got to honor this. Stand by and do the e-break here. Three options for you. We're going to get rolling with Johnny E-Break himself. A little bit of a rough year after his Heisman season, but he's bouncing back, as we expect Johnny Manziel to do.
He's rounding into form after rehab, much like Johnny
might
this
exactly.
Year.
Now, you know, you and I do an early show on Sundays, early by my standards anyways.
It's early.
And the T-Box on Saturday morning, they man that 8 to 10 spot. It's pretty early. Sometimes Rosen might not have had that cup of coffee with Bailey's in there by the time they start their show.
Like, they never showed that
wobble.
Yesterday.
You could see the putts wobble.
But you couldn't see what the greens really looked like. And I wish they would have done that.
Yeah, the drone coverage was pretty cool. That was neat. But other than that, am I keeping you up?
Yeah, late, long week, man.
Holy hell.
What? I didn't yell.
Yawning
didn't...
on the air.
Nobody heard that, did they?
I heard it.
You freaking yawned. You saw me.
Yeah, exactly. You're a trip sometimes, man. You really are.
I yawned. That's not something I consciously
did. You didn't
did.
Even try and hide it. You didn't even cover up the mic. I heard it.
Did you hear that, Kern? Or did you hear it or did you see it?
Yeah, he's staying out of it. He's Switzerland.
I heard trip. It.
Yes. Did you really?
Yes.
Why would I lie to you?
Huh.
It's like TC not covering up a cough or a sneeze. At least attempt.
If I was sneezing or coughing, I definitely would.
Yawning should be in the same mix.
Are they doing a show?
I've lost all energy.
Who hasn't?
I do love how Rick will he's so quick to pull the knife on Craig.
Well, that's pretty egregious. I mean,
got that.
What?
Stop pulling the knife on him.
I don't get it.
You're talking about Arnett pulling the knife on Rosen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder where he got that.
Anywho, you're wearing a headset. That yawn's going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very TC-like to be like, what? I can't control it. No, you can.
Turn your mic off.
Turn the mic off.
Or take your headset off. I guess they're on remote. That's a little tougher.
That was great, though. All right, this has been played several times, but it's pretty epic, and it involves one of the men on the Mount Rushmore of Dallas sports, so we've got to hear it again. It's Corby, not going with Deer Hunter, not going with Titanic.
Or Dances with Wolves.
Or Dances with Wolves. No, he's got a different long movie in mind to reference to Dirk when discussing his documentary.
I think we found a nice little middle ground, but my first reaction was definitely, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't want. We had a chance to see it a few months ago, and it's really cool. If you've lived here for a while and have followed your career, it's eye opening in a lot of ways, and it's a fun. Like you said, it's a fun. It's short. It's an hour and a half long. It's not like you're going to spend watching Schindler's List or something like that. But,
no,
it's short, and you can get out of there quickly. But there are two things in it that I absolutely.
That's worse every time.
It really
I
is.
I would say some things lose their edge and sort of become a little. Well, what's the big deal every time you hear it? That one's going the other way for
this
me.
This is Verlander 2010, getting stronger as the game goes on.
And Dirk's laugh, maybe I'm reading too much into it. It was just momentarily like, oh, my God, where's he going with this? It was, ha, ha, ha. No,
like,
no.
Really? No.
No.
And then I love, of course, that we get the Corby little voice crack in there towards the end. Can we hear that one more time?
I think we found a nice little middle ground, but my first reaction was definitely, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't want. We had a chance to see it a few months ago, and it's really cool. If you've lived here for a while and have followed your career, it's eye opening in a lot of ways, and it's a fun. Like you said, it's a fun. It's short. It's an hour and a half long. It's not like you're going to spend watching Schindler's List or something like that. But,
No,
it's short. And bad, but there are two things in it.
Wow, I love it,
man.
That's great stuff right there. All right, so let's close this out, though, with something that occurred on the Noon to 3 program. And it's not the first time, it's not even close to the first time this has happened. But in the last, really since we moved over here, we have the phenomenon of hosts playing audio off of their own computers because the system that Jer is using, not the most reliable. So we play things from Dropbox in here, and we'll have interns edit things. They'll put them in the Dropbox, but sometimes they'll leave both the edited and unedited version in there. This is Bob trying to play a clip from the TV show Ballers. I don't know if you guys watched this the other night or not.
Still on the DVR.
I did catch it, yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We're going to probably watch it every week
it's
for the show.
It's football Entourage, right?
Yeah, it's playmakers with an HBO budget.
Okay.
It's really terrible.
I really want to be a sports agent after that episode.
Yeah, right. And maybe just I might need to watch more LPGA.
Exactly.
The hottest LPGA golfer I've ever seen. But there's a scene where one of this NFL player who's been cut for his off-the-field activities, he's praying to the Lord and Savior of us all to give him another shot in the NFL. And much like perhaps my grandfather would growing up, he's not afraid to insert some salty language into his communique with God. And Bob played that, the unedited version.
Well, anyway, he sat down at the bedside for a prayer because he was upset that his career was not going the way he wanted it to.
Dear God, you bestow upon me a chance to play ball in this league again. A chance to lace up my shoes, a chance to put on that helmet, and once again, ball on these motherfuckers.
Whoa, wrong one. It says edited.
Are you sure it doesn't say unedited? There's two. Do
you have to edit out that word?
That's,
did you get it? We good?
We got it.
Wow.
We have to dump that?
Boy, he was so,
I'm
so
sorry.
Forceful.
Second thing
I'm
we can't
sorry.
Play.
Did
hold
you
on.
Open the
hold
one
on.
That said edit?
Yeah, in retrospect, it might be on me. All right, go again. Go again.
A chance to put on that helmet.
Yeah, but you will see there a key element of bad radio in play, which is we all immediately first blame someone else as he's first convinced that, it said edited. No, it said unedited. There's another one that said edited.
That's the culture of Noon to 3.
But I also do love any time you can work the cursing into the prayer. I don't know if you guys were ever around olds that had no function about this, or maybe the second they end the prayer.
Yeah.
That was a damn good prayer. I don't know. I grew up, I had country family. So
They're using JC, and you're not sure if it's really a
right,
prayer or if it's being used in the other way.
So we have three strong candidates this week.
We do.
Craig Rosengarten, yawning, Corby, with an unfortunate movie reference to Dirk, and Bob with unedited
ball
sound.
All on these mother...
Voting begins at 888-787-1310. George always asks for responsible voting. I say
we don't care. Yeah.
Irresponsible voting. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the Nazi-loving Corby, and Dan is my Fuhrer.
Well, there's not a lot of fat on that joke. That's pretty lean. I like it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, do you think gonna keep shaving his legs after going to France?
Junior shaves his legs anyways, though, right? I'm pretty sure he does. You guys think that's
strictly
weird?
For cycling purposes?
Did you ever do it like in high school sports or anything?
Nah.
See, we played on turf, and it would rip you up.
It would. You get the
so
bad
I went
strawberry.
A full year of Nair.
Now my legs, I don't
full
shave.
Year of Nair. Okay.
Hello.
E-break voting. Hello.
Guggenthal.
Oh, Dirk. Good morning, Dirk.
Morning. I want to vote for the Fiora.
Yeah? All right. Thanks, Dirk. Fiora really didn't require votes.
Hi,
that's more of a forced.
Yeah, hi. This is 2:00 a.m.
Yes,
it
sir.
Is.
Good to be with you.
Okay, great. This is Alex Jones, and I'm calling to bring light to the fact that the T-Box is a false flag.
Oh, yeah.
What we have here. I think what we have here is a false flag, neocons. You can see it. Look it up, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring light to that fact.
Yeah. Hey, it's all a false flag. That's niche, but I love it. As someone who actually used to take Alex Jones seriously.
And to vote for Rosenrosen.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the e-break.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for that MF for Bob Sturman. I love you, madly, Deuce.
Oh, thank you.
And your nerd scrote.
I didn't.
It was implied.
Say that.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Jake.
Yes?
Bring all your kiddos out to Wataga. We're watching Sinlisa's at the Academy. Just bring them, okay? Please bring them.
I didn't understand
half
of that.
I didn't get that either.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the break. Two votes for Bob, two for
watches
Corby.
Over us all. Yes.
And one for Rosen. Hi, you're up next on the e-break voting.
Hey, you know how Jake knows people? Wait.
Your joke would be hilarious if you had a better phone.
Yeah,
tough.
Sorry, call back. Hi, you're on the e-break.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Deucey's ball sack, and I'd like to vote for Dan McDowell and his flesh-colored dildo.
I don't know. Can that whole thing go? All right.
Well, Dan's not up. Dan's not up, though.
Yeah, he's not.
Bob's up, so that's not.
Oh,
whoa. Did we get it? I don't know.
Yeah, we got it.
I never know.
All right.
I hope.
This is like the Honduran parliament. We just cannot strike a record here. We got like 100 parties.
He was actually saying Buccaneer, though.
Right.
It was the Bob
the worst.
You want to take that as a Bob vote?
I'll take that as a Bob vote, even though we had to dump it.
All
so
right.
Three votes for Bob, two for Corby and Dirk, and one for Rosen. Hi. Your vote counts on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Rosen's nerd, Merkin.
Good Lord. Gridlock. This nothing ever gets done in this country.
I know. Let's go. What do we have?
Vaginal slice, born.
Hey, I mean, you had to make the morning,
yes.
Really. It's not a Friday without.
E-break is complete. Higher on the ticket.
Donuts and a VSB.
Hey, Deuce.
Hey, good morning.
My balch. Will you scratch him?
Answer him.
We'll answer his question.
I didn't hear the actual question. Again, please. You still there?
No, darn it.
We lost him.
Yeah, that's tough.
Higher on the ticket.
Hey, is voting Sean Bass back to Saturday mornings an option?
Well, I was never on Saturday, so I guess it is. Hi, you're on the ticket.
The joke still stands.
Oh, hello, God. I'd like to pray to you to pray for not cussing on the radio, please.
All right, that's a Bob vote.
We're very close.
Close for Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Care root of Sean Bass. Nice.
Oh, bad phone. Sorry, Chief. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Guggenthal.
Oh, Dirk again.
Don't you have to go watch film with Justin Anderson or something?
Yeah.
That's all you got? I guess we'll count that as a Dirk vote. All right, you're on the ticket.
You mind on your radio?
Sure.
Really?
Wow.
Hi, you need to go and vote for Snake L. Davidson, just so you know.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thanks, Natalie. We have four votes for Corby, four for Bob. Who's going to take the e-break this week? Kyle, you're on the ticket.
Well, geez, I made it through two times. Deuce, you didn't hear my question. My balch, will you scratch him, please?
Can't help you there, Chief.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
False flag.
Yeah, can I vote for Bob and then ask Deuce a question?
Yes, you have voted for Bob, and Bob is the winner. What's your question for Mike Deuce?
Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I love you. If you had somebody on the ticket to make a putt to save your life, who would you pick?
One ticket personality to make a putt to save my life.
How long's the putt, I wonder? Let's just say it's Dustin Johnson's 12-footer for Eagle.
Mike Soroy.
All right, Mike Soroy wins the affection of Mike Ducey's heart, and Bob wins the e-break.
Well, anyway, he sat down at the bedside for a prayer because he was upset that his career was not going the way he wanted it to.
Dear God, you bestow upon me a chance to play ball in this league again, a chance to lace up my shoes, a chance to put on that helmet, and once again, ball on these motherfuckers.
Whoa, wrong one. It says edited.
Are you sure it doesn't say unedited? There's two.
Do you have to edit out that word?
That's
did you get it?
We good?
We got it.
Wow.
We have to dump that?
Boy, he was so,
you know what? I'm
so
sorry.
Forceful.
Second thing
I'm
we can't
sorry.
Did
hold
you
on.
Open the one
hold
that
on.
Said that?
Yeah, in retrospect, it might be on me. All right, go again. Go again.
Retrospect.
Put on that helmet.
How many wins for Bob?
Well, Son of Falwell gets his 13th win.